dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love.
Oh, man. Brian McTavish is here, senior writer, Thinking Bigger Business Media. God, that voice is eternal. I love it.
Oh.
What a legend.
Well, we're listening to Lady Gaga, but we're really listening to Tony Bennett.
It's so cool that a guy of his stature would sort of get together with someone of a completely different generation and sound that good.
Everybody wants to sing with Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
And a few have gotten to, quite a few over the years, have duetted. I mean, Lady Gaga's done it. He did it with Dean Martin. Tony Bennett did it with Bono. They all want to sing with and at the feet of Mr. Bennett, the pop music legend who will be performing as only he can at 7:30 Friday night at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Tony's daughter, Antonia Bennett, is also a very talented performer.
Yes,
she'll open with a collection of jazz pop standards. I dare say she might also wander on stage before her father's set is concluded. You'll get the American Songbook staples. You'll get the jazz standards. You'll get, well, you know, he supposedly has left his heart
in
San Francisco.
Yes.
He'll bring it with him.
He'll share it.
Him.
He always does.
And he will do what I dare say he will do what I've seen.
I left my heart in San Francisco once.
Whatever happened to it?
Well, I just love that town. Love that town. Yeah. The greatest American city.
Be careful. You leave your heart in a storage locker.
Right behind Kansas City.
And somebody will find it.
Yeah.
Right behind Kansas City?
Well, it's just it's a great American city.
Yeah, well, the hills are crazy there.
Oh, I love the hills.
Yeah. Isn't that where they shot Bullet? You know, with the crazy Steve McQueen?
Boom,
that famous chase scene.
I did a story once. My little town, you aren't going to believe this. My little town,
Dubuque, Iowa,
had hills. The steepest hills in Dubuque were steeper than the hills in San Francisco. How's that?
Well, you've been around.
You never would have thought so.
One thing I want to share with you, I'll ponder that as I share this before we move on. Tony will most likely, I will guarantee it, I'll take the chance and say, he will turn the mic off and he will sing totally a cappella.
Really?
He will reach out and you will be impressed because you could call it a gimmick, but it's the best gimmick I've ever seen. Here's this guy who's pushing 90 and he can fill the hall, no microphone. You just get goosebumps on your goosebumps.
And he's at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts on Friday evening.
Be a great show.
She's the queen of the red hot mama, the hottest thing around. When she shows up at a honky tonk, she can righteously get down. You know she get on down.
Who do we got here?
Well, that's the one and only
Billy Joe Shaver.
Yes, you know who it is.
Yes, I do know who
he
it is.
He will be turning 75 in August, and this was the best little piece of music we're listening to.
He and Tony should get together.
They probably met. They should do a duet.
That'd be something.
Right, because didn't Tony do Your Cheatin' Heart? Tony has a big recording from years ago of that Hank Williams standard. Anyway, the great Billy Joe Shaver, the real deal when it comes to outlaw country, he will be the headliner of the Westport Roots Festival, him and 25 other bands Saturday.
This is going to be a big deal, I can just tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they charge you a few bucks to get in, but I'm telling you, it's all day. It kicks off noon indoors, outdoors 2 p.m., all over Westport, basically the Westport Saloon. And around there. But I tell you, Billy Joe Shaver, he is going to be worth waiting for. He'll be on after the sun goes down. But this guy wrote songs for Kris Kristofferson, Tom T. Hall, even the Allman Brothers covered or did his Sweet Mama. Elvis Presley did his You Ask Me To. But his big break, Steve.
Big break.
Billy's big break came in 73 when Waylon Jennings did an album, and it was made up almost entirely of Shaver's ditties. It was called, does this ring a bell, Honky Tonk Hero.
Huh.
And it's considered really by many to be the first outlaw album, certainly a trendsetter.
If your name is Billy Joe Shaver, you ought to be a great country singer.
I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock
Yeah, we do want to rock and roll all night, and we want to rock and roll all night. Why?
All night, all the time. Well, that's Kiss. Now, Kiss can't make it to the Monsters of Mock show at 8 o'clock Saturday night at Crossroads KC at Grinders downtown, but you can bet your thigh-high Kiss boots that Almost Kiss will be there, and they're good. They can play. They look like Kiss. They sound like Kiss. I think they're Kiss, and they're the headliners. And by the way, it's perfect because...
The world doesn't need any more Kiss.
Oh, you're so wrong.
And Gene Simmons.
Let's
and all
pucker
that.
Up. Everybody, come on, let's
that
blow
famous
a kiss.
Interview with Gene Simmons and Terry Gross, I still haven't forgotten it. Just how outrageous Gene Simmons was, and that's putting it nicely.
Did you blush?
Well, I don't know. She did, clearly.
Okay, here's the deal. Kiss, Almost Kiss, I should say. The real band, they're this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, so it's appropriate we get the faux classic rock of Kiss, as well as KCDC doing AC/DC and Looks That Kill doing a Poison tribute. 8 o'clock Saturday, Crossroads KC. Have fun. Bring the kids.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, N, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
And we're doing the alphabet because...
Well, speaking of kids, it's the Jiggle Jam Family Fest. It's family music for everybody, whether
everybody.
You're 5 or 50 or who knows how old you are out there. It's all day Saturday. It's all day Sunday, Crown Center Square. That's Choo Choo Soul with Genevieve and the Choo Choo Dance Crew. They'll be there. They've been on Disney TV. And they'll also be singing, I dare say, I Like Chocolate. And who doesn't like chocolate?
And finally today...
And I had to start again, just my children and my wife.
And what's all this?
Well, those are the Texas Tenors.
Texas Tenors.
They're part of the celebration at the station.
Big deal.
With the Kansas City Symphony
and lots of
other folks celebrating Memorial Day and why we're proud to be living here in the United States of America. There you go.
Yeah, and what else do you have to say beyond that?
8 o'clock Sunday, Union Station. Hey, we're free. And I like being free here with you every week on KCUR.
Yes, free every week.
That's
Brian
McTavish. Unless it's Pledge Week, right?
With your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy. Always good to have you here.
Thank you, pal of mine.
Tomorrow on the show, we talk with the agent, Lee Steinberg, on his 40-year career representing professional athletes. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Cody Newell, and Jenny Woody. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.